All right, Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He is Nate the Great. I'm going to I'm working on this nickname thing. Haven't had a lot of success, and I've been seeking input for it, and I haven't. You know, I'm trying. I'm asking family members. I'm asking friends. A lot of people I know in outside of Ohio that listen to the show have given feedback because they said he's given you a great nickname, this notorious VIC thing, which is catching on.
It
by
is.
The way. In some ways it's sadly, but in most ways good. They said now you owe him a nickname, and they put it upon me. I know you put it on Alex Shiner, the team president, to come up with it. And you know he doesn't have much else on his plate.
I'm surprised he hasn't given me at least 8 different options at this point.
At this point,
I'm gonna have to take that up with him. I will.
You should. But anyway, we're gonna work on that. Joe Haden, we want to go inside the locker room with him before we get to Gerard Cherry because we brought up Joe Haden. We brought up his passionate sort of news conference yesterday and more comments that he made today. But our own Jameer Howerton had a chance to sit down with Joe Haden. And Jameer, take it away.
Thanks, Vic. Joe, naturally emotions were running high last night after that tough loss. If you can just explain just how you feel today after you had time to watch the film.
You know, I still felt the same. Still felt like, you know, I was upset about the play I had at the end of the game. I just hold myself at a different level. You know, I want to be the best corner in the league, and I just feel like the work I put in the preparation, I should have been able to make that play. It wasn't nobody, no matter how we got to that point, it was me versus a receiver. I got beat on a double move, and I just, you know, I was upset, and I felt like it's on me. I need to do better. And I just feel like the effort on our team is good and everything, but just coming up short all the time for the last 4 years, it just sucks. And I finally just was had enough, had to let people know that that even though we're in the league and NFL players and making millions of dollars, it hurts when you lose. It's a game, but I want to be the best. I would never want to leave a spot and nobody say that Joe didn't put his best effort forward. Joe Haden is not a good player. I don't ever want to leave a stadium and hear anybody say that. So, you know, just hold myself to a different standard, and just knowing that I need to improve, and everybody on the team can improve.
What does it mean to you after the game yesterday when DeQuell Jackson comes out and says, you know, my man Joe Haden can't put that on himself, and then today head coach Rob Chudzinski says, I like guys like that. He made a mistake, he manned up, but I want guys like that on my team. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot, man. It means that, you know, if people recognize that it's not, you know, something, plays are going to happen, but the other teams are going to make plays, but it's just playing and caring about it. It's just showing, you know, if it means something to you, then you'll see emotion. You'll see you really care when you lose. If you lose all the time and you just go about your business and come back in the next week, I mean, it gets old. You get used to losing. I don't want to get used to losing. I don't want that feeling I don't want to get used to it. So the only way is to make something change, and until something changes, there's nothing really to talk about to the media. There's nothing really to say because I have nothing else to say to y'all. We keep losing, and I don't know why. We need to keep working. We need to get better.
And just moving forward, what was head coach's message to you guys today as you start to prepare for New England?
Oh, you know, he said we got to move on. Losing sucks, and we know this losing sucks, but we're playing against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. So we can't be too hot about losing to the Jags right now. You know, we gotta get our mind set. We got to get our mind back right for Tom.
Joe, thank you for your time, and good luck to you moving forward.
I appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.
Thank you, Jameer. Thank you, Joe Haden. Yeah, that headlight up ahead in the tunnel is the Patriots. It is Brady. It is Belichick. It is Rob Gronkowski. It is trouble. By the way, tomorrow I am going to be at Liberty Ford in Solon hanging out with Greg Bumbu and all my friends at Liberty over there. It'll be the first of our 5 series of remotes that yours truly will be doing at the Liberty dealerships throughout Northeast Ohio. So I'm really looking forward to that, hanging out there. The show will emanate, part of it, my part will emanate from there. My partner's part, Nathan Zagura, will stay right here in the Dog Bowl in Berea because somebody has to keep the fort here down, right?
That's right.
And you'll take care of that. But I'll be out there, and if you need me to test drive something for you, you know, well, I'll do it. I mean, you got your F-150 with the Ajou in the back.
It's not going to have any Ajou. We're going to have to wait.
That's true, because we only, that Ajou was only based on a playoff.
Those playoffs.
That's true. Well, maybe
next year.
All right, I can give you just a little container. I'll drive over in the Ford Explorer. that I have. I'll drive it over and carry a little container. I'll try to keep it warm, though. It's cold outside. All right, we've got more coming up. Gerard Cherry will join us, see if he's got some au jus going on. Although he's probably got the stuff from sushi, right, from his place.
He had some soy sauce.
Soy sauce.
From Tomo.
From Tomo. All right, that's coming up next right here. Gerard Cherry joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.